Try your hand at FCE. Units 15 and 16. Paper 4.
Oh no, my mobile isn't working.
Well, Bob, you want to use mine?
Yeah, thanks. I was expecting a call. I'll call and let the person know my phone isn't working. Lately, my mobile has been giving me lots of problems.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mobiles are great things, but sometimes they're not very reliable. The lines are all busy, or there's no line at all.
And everybody relies on them so much nowadays.
Well, they are quite incredible. You can do practically anything with them. Take pictures, email, chat, text and all that.
Actually, all technological devices, you know, mobiles, computers, as well as the internet with its social networks and so on, are pretty incredible. And people can't seem to do without them. I was reading a book the other day about how we are pretty much addicted to technology today, and maybe that's not such a good thing.
What did the book say? All kinds of technology?
Pretty much so, but especially computers, mobile phones and social networks.
What did the article say exactly?
Well, it said that we're kind of losing our ability to really connect to people nearby. You know, face to face. The way we are encouraged to live in this virtual world. The author thinks that we're drawing away from the real world, which doesn't look very nice to us anymore.
Yeah, and that's especially true for kids nowadays. They're all growing up addicted to the TV, computers, video games. They are incapable of inventing a game to play outside in the fresh air.
That's right. And not only kids are addicted, even people at work. We don't do any work at all without the aid of some kind of technological device. You know, computer, mobile phone, the internet, even the oldest kind, like a fax machine.
Which is becoming almost useless now, what with everything being sent via email.
Right.
Yes, and the author says, and I really agree with him on this, that we need to slow down and not spend so much of our time in media. We don't have time for our families anymore. And he says that psychologically that's ruining us.
Well, I tend to agree. You know, some friends of mine are getting divorced because of a computer.
Really?
Yeah. Martha, that's the wife's name, says that Steve, her husband, never talks to her anymore. He's always sitting in front of a computer, online in one of those social networks, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or StumbleUpon. He even reads books on his palm top, sitting up in bed, and she's just fed up.
Wow, that's sad.
I agree. I think we should try to live without so much of this technology for a while and see if life's any more interesting.